It's no secret that non-biodegradable plastic containers have a serious environmental impact. They fill up our landfills without the ability to break down, and there are health concerns with the plastics leaching into our ground and contaminating our soil and water.
Welcome, is this order for carryout?
Single-use plastic containers are used everywhere, from carryout dinners to small merchandise holders. Fortunately, both consumers and businesses have a growing interest in single-use containers made from renewable materials. What we're talking about here is a container made from plant fibers that can be discarded in a composter. Does that sound too good to be true? Well, not to researchers at ARS like Dr. Gregory Glenn, who works at the Bioproducts Research Facility in Albany, California.
I'm dating myself here, but my family, we probably would go out to eat maybe once a month, if that. And if you look at today's families, there are a significant number of consumers are now eating outside of the home, and fast food is very popular, very convenient. And so the need for biodegradable, compostable, single-use containers is more important now than it has ever been. And the goal, ultimately, is to get to the point where you go to a fast food place, all of the waste in that bag can be thrown into a composting facility, and it all gets composted. We're getting there step by step. It's a challenging problem, but we're making progress.
To succeed in this great endeavor, we need to look to our past to see how we got here. Over 75 years ago, food containers were mostly paper-based. Compostable, yes, but they're also flimsy, they're unable to handle high temperatures, and they deteriorated quickly when they got wet. The plastics industry started developing containers that were sturdier, could be heated in a microwave, and could hold liquids. And over time, they became cheaper and faster to produce, enabling them to accommodate the demands of a booming fast food and takeout industry. Fast forward to today, and plastics continue to dominate the single container food use market. But it comes at a high price for both the environment and our health.
If you think about plastics, they are an amazing material. I mean, you simply heat it up and squeeze it into a mold, whatever shape you want. And as soon as it cools off, it's solid and it looks nice. And it's moisture and oil resistant. It's a very fast process. The world was very good at developing that technology, and to compete with that is a real challenge. But the fact that we can use agricultural materials, they're cheaper than oil, and a lot of people would say, well, okay, if the materials are cheaper, why can't you produce a cheaper product? Well, it's not just the materials, it's also the process. The problem that we have with the processes that we're working with is that the equipment has to be customized a little bit. So you can't just take existing technology off the shelf, the processing equipment that's works so well with plastics, and simply apply that to our situation. So that's kind of a long way of telling you that it's a complicated story, and the processing is a significant cost that has to be considered in the overall cost of the product.
The short way of saying that is the plastic industry has a 75-year head start on making these pieces, and plastics make really good parts in a hurry. And we have to custom make the equipment that makes these biomass into plastic products. So we have some catching up to do.
That's Dr. William Ortz, research leader at the Bioproducts Research Facility. Drs. Ortz and Glenn have developed a pulp molding process that has garnered a lot of interest in the container industry. The process begins with an organic mixture of plant starch fibers that becomes dried into this large sheet. Now, these sheets can be stored until ready for molding. Then you simply cut the sheet into the size you need, you hydrate it, and it becomes pliable enough that you can then mold it into this one-time use plate or bowl that's completely compostable.
Another technology that we have an interest in is trying to replace polystyrene containers. So if you've ever gone to a takeout restaurant and you'll find that there might be three or four of these polystyrene containers that contain your food. Some states have banned these containers because polystyrene is very slow to degrade in the environment. We've been working with a technology for foaming fiber, plant fiber, into a foam that can be molded to make foam sheets, so they can be used as insulative panels, for instance. And so this technology looks promising.
Drs. Ortz and Glenn have several patents for processes for turning plant-based compositions into single-use containers. And they are currently working with industry partners to produce these environmentally friendly products on a mass scale. As previously mentioned, there's still hurdles to overcome, mainly producing these containers at a price similar to their plastic competitors, and making sure they're equally or even superior in functionality. They have to be sturdy, heat resistant, and stand up to liquids and oils without quickly deteriorating.
Very challenging problems to address, but we do feel like we have made some progress in this area. And we're working with an industrial partner that sells a lot of compostable products and working with them in trying to commercialize these new technologies.
Dr. Glenn is also working with industry partners on producing corn-based single-use utensils, such as forks, knives, and spoons, that are sturdy, heat-stable, and have a long shelf life. These green utensils are fully compostable and already available on the market, so keep an eye out for them.
In some ways, we're going back to the future. We're going back to these pulp-based products, but we're trying to do it better that matches the properties of something like Styrofoam. And it's a big issue for single-use items like a plastic fork and knife you might use for 5 minutes, and then it could end up as litter or just in a landfill for the next 100 years.
We've talked a lot about the environmental impact of these plastics, which are not biodegradable and end up in our landfills and water streams. But just as important is the health aspect. Many paper containers, not only in food containers, but other commercial products, they contain coatings comprised of forever chemicals, which are named that way because they're even more difficult to break down than plastics. And what's worse, they're released into the environment and end up in our soils, our waterways, and our food supplies. Several state and local jurisdictions, along with parts of the European Union, have already banned the use of forever chemicals.
Every American, basically every person in the world, has a certain concentration of these compounds in their blood serum. And it raised a lot of concerns. Are these compounds going to cause long-term health effects? So the idea is, okay, let's start looking at ways to replace these forever chemicals. We're using biodegradable materials instead.
By replacing forever chemicals in plastic food containers and utensils with organic compositions comprised of plant fibers and polymers such as corn syrup, we can drastically improve the sustainability of the single-use food container industry and provide new biodegradable products from food waste.